coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Yes, sirree. You are back on the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns and ammunition. I love that John Young intro. He's amazing. If you're new to the broadcast tonight out in Arizona, welcome, welcome, welcome. With open arms, your prescription for freedom has been filled. This program belongs to you, the law-abiding gun owner. We don't waste our time debating the merits of the Second Amendment, nor do we give the gun control freaks and wackos one split second of our airtime. If you want to read or hear what they have to say, tune in to CNN or anybody else you can talk to. Go to any network, read any liberal rag newspaper. They get plenty of airtime. This time belongs to us. The Second Amendment is not open for debate on Armed American Radio, and we don't waste our time with them. We talk about guns, training, your rights to defend yourself with your firearm, and we don't waste your time listening to them talk garbage. That's why it's Armed American Radio, not Unarmed American Radio, if that makes any sense. I'm Mark Walters. If you want to participate, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AAR Mark. My producer, Sean, is kind enough to monitor the Twitter for us. Feel free to chime in. We're getting some emails, and we'll read some of them later. We have a great hour lined up right now. You've probably heard my next guest or seen him on the news or read about him. An absolutely mind-boggling story. I mean, it truly leaves you scratching your head wondering, what in the world are we coming to? What is political correctness and the liberal left doing to this country? Well, we've got to get some common sense back about ourselves, folks. This is just unbelievable. Take a listen to this. Constitution Arms is a gun shop up in New Jersey, owned by a gentleman by the name of Matt Carmel. And Matt wanted to do right by his community and sponsor a little league baseball team. The cost? 300 dineros. The problem? Seems that the little board of governors of the Little League Commission didn't want Constitution Arms sponsoring a local Little League shop, as if it's a problem having Constitution and Arms on a jersey. You know, that's unbelievable, and they denied him the ability to sponsor that team and do right by his community, and they didn't give him any explanation. They just said, no, we don't want your money. So I'm joined by Matt Carmel tonight, and we're going to talk about that and among a bunch of other stuff with Matt. Not just that, but some fun stuff. He's a great guy. Matt Carmel, you're on Armed American Radio. Thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to the program for the first time.
Thanks, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Your story, Matt, is mind-boggling to me as a, you know, I just don't get it. There are some things I scratch my head about.
I know.
I just don't get this, man. And I had a couple really good conversations with you last week talking about the show. Start the listeners nationwide from the beginning. What the heck happened here?
Well, my son played Little League for 2 years, and I decided last October that I would attempt to sponsor his team, or a team. It didn't necessarily have to be his. And I sent a letter to the South Orange Maplewood Recreational Department, or Department of Recreation and Cultural Affairs is the formal name. And they hemmed and hawed. I was back and forth with letters and emails. They came back to me with a sort of like a counter offer, saying, well, we don't like the use of the word arms. So I said, well, how about guns?
How about feet?
Legs.
Yeah, you want to use feet here? I mean, you could have so much fun with this. It's crazy. Anyway, continue. Sorry about that.
So they didn't go for that either. And I sent them two letters of justification. I explained in great detail about all the sporting uses of firearms and how kids are involved in rifle teams at high schools. And we had the Olympics on just that week. We were looking at biathlon and how it's the third most popular sport in Germany. And that's rooted in our culture and tradition and all these things. And the Sunday before the Thursday, when they were passing out the team uniforms, I got a very terse email from the secretary of the Little League committee, saying that they appreciated my interest, but they were declining to have me as a sponsor, and the committee did not give any answer. So I was going to sort of let it go at that, but I was a little galled by the fact of who they do allow as a sponsor. They allow companies that sell tobacco and alcohol. And it was a quick check, and there was a Bunny's, which is a bar in South Orange. And they also allow this chicken fast food place called Cluck U Chicken.
That they put this on a kid's uniform.
Well, the name Cluck U was on the uniform, and they also have a T-shirt. I decided to go to that place and have lunch. I thought
How's the chicken? Is the chicken any good?
It's awful.
Okay, listen.
I said it on national radio. I hope I don't get sued. I did not like it. That was my opinion.
Okay, you're allowed to have an opinion. This is a free country, at least for now.
It was my opinion the chicken was not tasteful.
Okay, let me ask you this, man. That's funny. Constitution Arms is obviously a lawfully owned gun shop, and they decide they're going to make a point. Obviously, we know this is a politically correct decision.
Right. I live in a fairly liberal area, shall we say.
Well, let's just say the PRNJ, folks, if you're not familiar with that, the People's Republic of New Jersey, this is not a gun-friendly state by any stretch of the imagination. And I spent a year of my life there, Matt, so when I was a sophomore in high school.
Oh, and, where do you grow? Where do you live in Jersey?
I was up in the Wayne area.
Okay. All right. Well, you understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And in fact, I went to high school with the sheriff in Passaic County, Jerry Speziell.
Okay.
And I didn't like him then, and I don't like him now. But that's besides the point. Anyway,
this T-shirt they had hanging in their restaurant is this buxom woman. It's a cartoon character, but this buxom woman, and she's lying back in a suggestive pose.
And this is sponsoring a kid's baseball team.
The tagline is big breasts, juicy thighs, and luscious legs.
It's a chicken.
It's a chicken place.
Okay, I've never heard of it. And they allow this, but they don't allow a law-abiding gun shop. That's just absolutely mind-boggling to me. And it does. I scratch my head when I think about that. Now, you've been all over network news telling this story, what you've just told. And what kind of response are you getting personally?
Well, it depends upon where you call your information from. I mean, there's a local online news group who I don't want to mention because I don't even want to give them any advertising.
Right.
It's not sponsored by the town, but it's just local people who have no life. They just sit on the computer all day. And I've been fairly skewered.
Welcome to it.
I've been barbecued because these are mostly local residents. And I say a fair number. I've gotten some support, but I would say the majority are sort of very nasty comments, just horrible things that they say.
And they're just asking you basically to move on. Here's the thing. This is still a free country.
For the time being.
For the time being, right. That's, believe me, that right there is fodder for another entire broadcast. But it is amazing to me, and I wanted to get your story out. Where can people buy a gun from you? Where can they go with website? Where can they go to see you and talk to you and meet you and thank you and shake your paw and buy something from you? Can they buy something online from Constitution Arms?
No, not yet. I am developing a gun called the Palm Pistol.
Okay.
There's a website I have called palmpistol.com. This made national news about a year and a half ago. I seem to have a knack for getting my face on TV.
Good.
This gun is it's designed for seniors and disabled. It's a single shot 38 special. It has the barrel is basically, if I can just sort of describe it, the barrel protrudes between your middle and ring finger, and there are two triggers on the distal ends of this oval shaped stock that has trigger covers on it. And you would depress the trigger buttons, which releases the striker. Now, there's a couple advantages to this. I mean, I'm an NRA instructor, and I found that seniors and disabled had a great difficulty in loading a cartridge into a magazine, and they couldn't rack a slide on a semi-automatic. I mean, their just hands weren't even strong enough. I had one woman who couldn't even rack a slide on a Walther P-22. So I was playing with a T-handled screwdriver one day in my shop, and I came up with the idea of, hey, this is a better way to have a gun for someone with weak hands. And so to make a long story short, this was back in 2004, I drew a sketch, and I started talking it around to some of the gun shops. And all these so-called experts told me that this gun would never be approved by the ATF because it would be considered AOW, any other weapon under the National Firearms Act.
Right.
And I said, well, all right, but I was thinking about it. I used to work for the government. I used to work for OSHA. That's my professional background in training is industrial hygiene and safety. And I'm an expert at reading the CFR, so I decided to read the definition of standard pistol myself. And the definition of a standard pistol is that the stock extends at an angle to and below the center line of the bore, and the chamber is an integral part of the barrel. And I looked at my design, and I looked at that definition, I said, what's wrong with that? My design meets that definition. So I hired Steve Halbrook, and maybe you know the name.
I do. I need to ask you to hold on to that for just one second, though. That's what that music means. And we'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network and hear more about this piece that he's invented and working with and hopefully have for sale soon. I'm Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-605-3255. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-605-3241.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
to the Armed American Radio Network Show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, folks. I have some fun news here I want to talk to you about before we get back with our guest, Matt Carmel of Constitution Arms up in Jersey. Armed American Radio will be going on the road, which is going to be a lot of fun. April 11th, we'll be broadcasting from Tucson, Arizona. That's going to be fun. We're in the process of putting that together now. You can check the armedamericanradio.org website as we get closer, but that is the tentative date for that is April 11th, where we'll do a live broadcast from the studios out there at KNST in Tucson. Lots and lots of fun. And the following weekend, April 18th, Sunday, April 18th, I will be broadcasting live from the SRN studios, the Salem Radio Network studios in Washington, D.C., to officially kick off the Second Amendment March on the nation's capital. Now, here's the deal. You need to go to that. If you've never done that before, hop on a bus, get involved, get active. The gun debate is heating up. We know it's coming. We're obviously in the news with the McDonald case. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse as we progress through the remaining 2 years of Obama's final term. That's right, his final term. So, April 19th, Monday, April 19th, the Second Amendment March in Washington, D.C. You can check it out at secondamendmentmarch.com. I'll be speaking with about 15 other speakers, and the entire three-hour broadcast will be a who's who of some of the guests that will be speaking in front of the monument on the Mall in Washington. Susanna Hupp will be in the studio with me. Sheriff Mack, who you've heard on here, will be in the studio with me. We may have a member of the Pink Pistols coming in. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm telling you, we've got a who's who, a cornucopia of guests, of pro-Second Amendment guests. So check it out, secondamendmentmarch.com, and head over to the Second Amendment March in Washington and join us. It's going to be a blast. At the very least, one heck of a good broadcast if you can't make it to the nation's capital. Matt, welcome back to Armed American Radio, brother. I had to get some of those plugs in there.
No problem.
All right, tell us, continue talking about the gun you've designed here in the ATF.
So I hired Steve Halbrook to do a review and write a brief for me. And to make a long story short, the ATF agreed that my design was standard pistol, not AOW. So that was not my first victory, and I knew at that point that I could go forward with the design because I felt that it would not be successful in the market if people had to go through the extra steps of dealing with an AOW firearm.
Now, the ATF, I want to point out at the beginning of the first hour, I opened up the broadcast with the feds are seizing toy guns now.
And, are they?
Pellet guns, airsoft guns.
There was an issue about the a gun that was brought in from brought in overseas, and it was missing the orange tips.
Listen, the ATF. We could go on and on about the ATF. Listen, I personally know a couple people that work for the ATF, and they're great guys. But when they start, forget it. We'll talk about it in another show. I won't go into it with you, but it's very frustrating. However, I do want to mention this. Bill Akins is a friend of mine and has been on Armed American Radio before, and he invented, and it was not a firearm.
Oh, the Akin Accelerator.
The Akin Accelerator. You're familiar with that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Bill was taken to the cleaners by the ATF. He also got the letter stating, yeah, you're fine. In fact, he went back a second time and got a second letter from the ATF to clarify the first, that you're fine.
I know.
2.5 years later, they bankrupted him, ruined his business, gave him no financial remuneration at all, and wanted his customer list. I know you're okay with this. I've actually seen your pistol, and it's a very cool thing.
I understand, and in life,
just watch him, man. Just watch him.
I understood what happened there with the Akins Accelerator. Steve Halbrook was aware of it. We discussed it, and I asked him, well, do you think that's likely to happen? Am I standing a big risk here with something similar happening to me? And he felt the answer was no. He said, look, you can't have any guarantees in life. And that, could it happen? Yes. But he felt that we were on such solid ground, and there was legal precedent for this. You know that the Minneapolis Palm Protector? You've probably seen that gun from the 1800s.
Sure, of course.
There was a dealer in California where the Treasury Department at the time, because ATF didn't exist, confiscated that, claiming it was a controlled under the National the National Firearms Act.
Right.
And they there was a lawsuit that ensued, and long story short, they prevailed. The court ruled that this was a standard pistol. So that was the basis upon which Steve was able to convince ATF, and his brief is in fact posted on my webpage. There's a hypertext link to it. So we feel fairly confident that the ATF will not pull the rug out from underneath me.
Well, good. We're pulling for you
here.
Could
it happen? Yes, it can. But,
a lot of things can happen, but we're going to pull for you here. And we'll follow that, too. We'll follow that and have you back on as this thing progresses. Really interesting. Now, let's go back to the Constitution Arms and the sponsorship again real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got notification from a rugby team, didn't you?
I did.
That said, guess what? We'll take your $300. What happened there? This is unbelievable,
it's
folks.
It's unbelievable. There is no honor left in this country. I think the only part of this country that has any honor left is the U.S. military. This company, MorrisRugby.org, they contacted me when they saw the news reports and said, and one of their trustees said, we would be proud to have you as a sponsor, absolutely proud. And I said, great. And I got some calls from some other groups, too, another softball league and some other folks. But I thought rugby was pretty cool. I've always wanted to learn rugby. I don't know anything about it, but I thought I'd learn. I'd get my son involved.
Rough game.
It's a rough game. It's a tough guy's game, which is, I played football in high school. So I accepted their offer, and I on a Sunday, I drove down to this woman's, met her in Morristown. I hand-delivered a check. She gave me their team tie and a sweater and a letter confirming that I was accepted as a sponsor. And the next day, the following Tuesday, that's when I was on the air with Fox and Friends at 6:35 in the morning. When I got back to the office that afternoon, I had received a call from the president of the MorrisRugby.org, not even very apologetic, mind you, saying that they had rescinded or reneging on our agreement. I mean, it was a contract. It was consideration. All the legal requirements for a legally binding contract were in place. There was consideration. There was a signed agreement. I went on the air and promoted them on national TV. And they said they received so much pressure from their other sponsors, they were reneging on our agreement, and I was not going to be a sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when political correctness runs amok, period. It's disturbing, it's disgraceful, it's despicable, it's disgusting, and it's unfortunately something that we have to deal with every single day. And Matt, it's mind-blowing. I say it over and over again, but it truly does. I scratch my head and I roll my eyes and I think, what in the world is happening? Now, rugby's a great sport. It's fun to watch. We got 30 seconds. I'm going to have to end it with this, but I'll tell you what. Thanks for coming on and telling your story. Thanks for talking about it on Fox and Friends. I saw you on there. You did great. You're all over the media. Keep up the good fight, okay?
Mark, thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, listen, we're going to have you back on. We're going to follow up with this and find out what happens and follow up on the gun that you're working with the ATF. And we'll have you back on. And you're a good friend of Armed American Radio. Thanks for joining us.
I got your email on my distribution list. I'll notify you when things progress.
Good. Website where people can go real fast.
Palmpistol.com or constitutionarms.com. That's where links are to the media interviews.
You got a deal. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we'll be right back after these messages with George Hill, the mad ogre, the godfather of Glocks.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
This Dream Support Moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Ejector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
We're back. And if you listened last week, you knew that my producer, Sean, had a really bad toothache. And we had a lot of fun with him when we were trying to play some clips last week, you know, and he kept... I'd ask him for one clip, and we'd hear the other one, and we had a lot of fun with that. And I had interrupted him when he was putting Anbasol on his gums and his teeth. Sean, your teeth are okay now, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay, very good. Thank you. He doesn't have the toothache anymore, and he wanted me to let you know that. He knows that a lot of you were worried about his teeth. He's doing fine. I actually got some emails on that. It was a riot. Here's an email. I'm going to read this email I got. Afterwards, I'm going to bring in George Hill to help me answer it because it's kind of interesting. You see this on gun forums a lot. A very simple question, and what appears to be, some people might think, well, that's kind of a dumb question. But you know what? When they think about it, it makes perfect sense, and I'll enlighten you, and I'll tell you why. Hi, Mark. I am a newbie to all of this. I purchased my first gun about 6 months ago, but I am trying to get up to speed quickly. I have heard the debates about open carry versus concealed carry, and I understand them. If I put an NRA sticker on my vehicle, doesn't that become a deterrent and make a target simultaneously? the same as if I were to open carry. I want to openly support the NRA, but I'm sure you can see my concern. Comments? Thanks. And that is a great question. And the reason that's a good question is you do, and why you see it on forums a lot. And I'm going to answer it this way. I have a sticker on my truck, and I've thought about peeling that sticker off my truck. It is an NRA sticker. Because of a theft deterrent, I would think that a criminal, and you know, criminals are savvy, they know what they're doing, they do this stuff for a living, unfortunately, but a truck, a pickup truck, with an NRA sticker on it, might say, gun in the car, maybe I should break the window, okay? So that is a concern, and yes, it can be a deterrent. Can be a deterrent if you're in it. I know I've had people come up on my tail really fast, want to tailgate me sometimes, and they see the truck with the NRA sticker on it, and all of a sudden they back off real quick. So from that aspect, that's a deterrent. However, if a thing is sitting in a Walmart parking lot somewhere or at a restaurant, NRA sticker, and a thief is casing the joint, you know, that might make my car a target for a theft. So, you know, it's a great question. There's really no way to answer that. I guess you'd have to ask your local neighborhood felon. But, George, what do you think? Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure and a privilege. I think you should never be afraid to fly your colors.
I agree with you. I've got them flying on mine. You see this back and forth. I guess I'm referring in particular to some of the talk forums that you see, and you see all these different answers. Okay, I have mine on there. I've got a USCCA sticker on it. I've got the NRA sticker on it.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with it.
I've got plenty of pro-gun stickers on the back of my truck.
Sure.
And I don't think it does anything other than help identify you as to what your personality is like. It's just kind of like a tattoo. You know, it's just a personal statement. It's not necessarily anything more than that. It's not a type of brandishing or threatening. It's not anything overt like that. It's just
it's who you are. That's all.
Yeah.
So go ahead, put the sticker on the truck. You know,
absolutely.
Some of the answers you see. Hey, listen, does it? You know, would it become more attractive to a thief that maybe he sees? Oh man, this guy's a gun owner. Maybe there's a gun in the car. Yeah, I mean that could be. That could be. I don't know. I'm not a thief, but I know if I was trying to think that way, I would look at that and go, if I'm gonna break in that car, maybe he's got a gun in that car. I'll break into that car. Then again, part of me would think, maybe I better not. Who knows what's going to bite me if I break the window? It might be booby-trapped, you know? Who knows? That's up to you. It's a great question, though. Thanks for bringing it up. You do see it a lot on the forums. It's a pretty good question.
You know, and just like the open carry, should I open carry or should I not? Well, if you're in an area that, it's less of a problem, I think absolutely you should. You should carry open as much as possible and let people get used to seeing that kind of thing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's how again, that is something else that's open for debate. People know where I stand on a thing. I'm kind of middle of the road. I open carry from time to time, and I don't from time to time. That's a personal decision that's made based on a number of factors, but it ought to be legal in all 50 states, and I openly applaud the open carry movement, opencarry.org. We've had their founders on here, Mike and John. We'll have them on again. Starbucks, I applaud what they're doing out there. Hey, leave me out of it. We abide by state law. That's a beautiful thing. You know, we were supposed to talk about that last week in detail, and we didn't get to it. We will in tonight's roundtable, George.
Right on.
What are your thoughts on Starbucks? Let's just kind of foray into that real quick.
Well, you know, Starbucks, they had the position where people were carrying open, and, you know, are they going to allow that as a company? Starbucks decided to take the high ground and say, we're going to let state law dictate what goes on in the state that we're operating in. And,
great and decision on their part, by the way.
It is. It's fantastic. Now, they didn't make any political statement saying, no, we're an anti-gun company, or no, we're a pro-gun company. They just said, we're going to let state law abide. And I think that's commendable.
As they should. Let's do another email here. You'll like this one, George. This came in from Ron. And from Ron Mercy, it says, hi, Mark, I just had to let you know how strongly your comments to Mr. Irvine and Mr. George Hill, the two gentlemen who you were conversing with in hour three of the 3-7-2010 show on Armed American Radio resonated with me. I am not always able to listen live to the show. As always, I download the entire thing to a thumb drive, and then when I find a few moments free during my shift at work, I pop it in the drive and catch up. I finally got around to hour three today, about 37 minutes, give or take. I believe Mr. Irvine mentioned the Columbine school shooting in Colorado as precipitating the loss by the British of their right to bear arms. Before I go further, it was not Columbine, and he didn't refer to anything, but it was a Dunblane shooting in Scotland that caused all the problems in Great Britain. So I'll just clarify that real quick. You made the comment that, to paraphrase, you don't feel sorry for the Brits because they brought their loss of freedom upon themselves. Man, I thought, finally, there actually is someone out there who feels the same as I do on this particular issue. Every other day or so, on NRA News, host Cam Edwards will give the listening audience an update on what he refers to as the nanny state. And I find myself thinking, who cares? I don't give a patootie about the Brits' loss of freedom and all the stupid new laws that seem to be enacted or enforced against citizens by the state, because they all just sat back and let it happen. People in America seem to forget that, especially the spineless liberals. If it weren't for Americans being willing to do whatever it takes to preserve our freedoms after having kicked King George, we might be the Brits today. So pip, pip, cheerio, and well said. I like that. And I was referring to the fact that I don't really feel too sorry for the British for allowing themselves to, you know, to lose their rights. They did. They laid down. You know, they didn't stand up and fight. And he makes a great point. Ron makes a great point that we need to stand up and fight, or that's going to happen again, George. Yes or no? I think we may have lost George.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there he is. George is back. George, you've been sleeping for the last 3 weeks. You okay, man?
No, I had the mute button on. I must have accidentally hit it.
So you were standing there yelling into your mouthpiece.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here. Okay. It's live radio, folks. It happens, especially when the Mad Ogre's on. We'll see more in the roundtable. But you see the point here. What he's trying to say is that the subject's laid down and this is what happened.
Exactly. And such a thing could happen here and almost did after Columbine. When you have people that are basing their decisions on emotional basis, such as, oh, this was horrible, you know, we should do something to keep that from happening again, instead of laying blame on the person who committed the crime, we say, oh, there's something wrong with us. You know, we as a society are bad. America is at fault for whatever it is. And that happened in the UK. The British subjects said, oh, we are at fault because of our society is flawed. So they got rid of their guns. And what happened to them? They saw a huge spike in violent crime involving cricket bats, knives, hammers.
Sure they did. Sure they did, because people are people.
Haggis.
People are people, and you cannot legislate evil, folks. You cannot legislate evil. There is bad evil in this world. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We'll be right back after the break on Armed American Radio Network with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the godfather of blog and glocks. We'll be right back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I got to ask George Hill a question here. We were laughing about this in between the break. George, were you talking about haggis?
Oh, yeah. It's a big hunk of...
Yes, it's a big hunk of weird meat that, yeah. You know, the only time that slid right by me. I remember seeing that in a movie with Michael Myers called So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Hard-hearted harbingers of haggis, man. You know, it's all fun games until somebody smacks you upside the head with one.
Okay, it's kind of like the Irish or Scottish version of Scrapple, which by the way I happen to like. Scrapple's great stuff. Okay,
not
listen. Email coming in, dear Mark. Once again, another great show. Listening to the discussion about the British experience and the comment that they felt that there was something wrong with their society after a mass shooting and therefore banned guns reminded me of something I wrote and posted on my Facebook page a few days ago. The invention of the firearm has made only one significant change in the course of human history. Men have been murdering each other with weapons for as long as there have been men and sticks for them to swing. George, that's what we say all the time. You can't legislate evil.
Exactly. If you're going to want to take somebody out, you can use pointy sticks.
Haggis,
rolled up newspapers, harsh language. I mean, if you're going to assault somebody, you're going to assault them. And if you're going to kill somebody, you're going to kill them. The Columbine guys, they did a lot of shooting. What else did they have, Mark? Do you remember what else they had? They had bombs.
Yeah, they had propane. They had propane bombs that they set up. You know,
it
reminds us every single day. By the way, that's Jeremy in Paducah. Jeremy's a regular contributor. He emails a lot. Jeremy, I've been to Paducah, Kentucky. Really pretty up there. In fact, Kentucky, George, Kentucky, we're kind of doing a little round table here.
It's a beautiful state. I've been through it many a time.
Well, and, you know, this guy in the Bonehead of the Week Award, hilarious. he's talking about a very serious issue. 22 arrests made between, I guess, a gun smuggling ring between the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And it originated, I guess there were contacts or, you know, connections to Kentucky. No big deal.
Except, could have happened anywhere.
Well, sure, except for this, that at the very end of the story, he has to cite the Brady campaign. And he has to say, the Brady campaign, according to the Brady campaign, as if they are the do-all experts, because that's what the media does. Anyway, get sidetracked there. I'll get sidetracked after I make this point. He says that, the you know, according to the Brady campaign, Kentucky has some of the worst gun laws in the country. Now, I have to remind this gentleman that we're talking about federal law. I don't care if you live in Kentucky. I don't care if you live in Paducah, where Jeremy is. I don't care if you live in Atlanta. I don't care if you're in Utah, where you are, George. If I buy a gun from you at Basin or down at my local gun shop, Big Woods Goods, okay?
You're going to fill out the 4473.
Thank you. It's federal law. And the law is the same regardless of where you are. And this bonehead has to go out and cite the Brady campaign. Okay, we're not talking about local laws that the Bradys don't like. So I sent a really nice letter to him this afternoon telling him that he was going to be, that he had been nominated for a Bonehead of the Week. And at which point I looked at all five of them and I thought, you know what? They're lining up. It's like they're little kids going, ooh, pick me. Ooh, pick me. I want to be the Bonehead of the Week.
It's probably one of the hardest jobs you have is to try to pick just one. And you know, some of these people,
they come up right up to showtime. Right up to showtime. They never disappoint you. You don't even have to study it or work on it doing show prep. You just, they come to you. They come right to you.
Yeah, and picking the Bonehead of the Week, it's like picking Oreos. You can't, don't limit yourself to just one. Go ahead and have several. You know?
Yeah, if you're going to go ahead and eat them all, right?
Exactly.
But it shocks me that, well, it doesn't shock me, because what I was getting at with that point, George, is the fact that this is what is why the media is so dangerous.
They're misinforming by leaving out the critical details that gun buying and whatnot. It's a federal thing. The ATF, it's the same ATF that regulates Kentucky that regulates Utah.
That's right. And the criminals who broke the law regardless of what state they were living in. Now, I reminded this gentleman, I should say, well, he's a bonehead. I reminded the bonehead that, and you know, I sent the email that I was going to be talking about him on the air tonight, which he's probably listening right now, or for that matter, if he wasn't, or if he didn't get the email yet because it was a Sunday, that he will probably more than likely pick it up. Well, let me check it out. So you know he's going to go listen, and that's good. I'm glad. But here's the interesting part about this. There's a number of interesting parts, this one in particular, that when you talk about the Brady campaign, and I guess I should say this, I needed to remind him, and I did remind him, that the states with the lowest scores that the Bradys don't like because they have lax gun laws actually are safer and less violent. And I gave him the example that California, I said, did you want to be more like California? They got the highest score of all, 79. Or would you rather have the 9 that you have in Kentucky? And according to the FBI uniform crime statistics, which I was able to send, pull up some stats on that. And, you know, Kentucky's right in the middle of the pack. Louisville and Lexington, two of the biggest cities in Kentucky, are right in the middle of the pack. They're just, you know, hovering around between 25 and 30 out of 50 states. Okay, they're safe states. So figure it out, dude. Here's the deal. The lower your score, the safer the state, okay, for the most part. There are some anomalies there. You know, Nevada ranks as one of, I think, right now, the most dangerous state, depending on what stats and who you're looking at. But those statistics can be played with all day. What was boneheaded about that was, at the very bottom of the column, to just say, according to the Brady campaign. The heck with the Brady campaign. They don't have anything to do with that. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. So bonehead. Pick me, which can't help it.
They're just asking for it. Now, and it's just because of their ignorance. They're just not aware. Because America, the gun culture, when you're in the big cities, that gun culture is hard to find. It's not out in the open like it is, like, say, out here in rural Utah. You know, I'm living in rural Utah. I just had about 25 mule deer run right across my front yard, and I'm sitting here on my porch right now, which is one of the reasons why I forgot to take it off take the phone off mute. I was like kind of in awe at the wondrous of Mother Nature here I have. But, you know, I'm carrying open right now. I've got a Glock 23 40 cal on my hip. Earlier today I had a SIG 229 on my hip. And that's just, you know, enjoying the freedoms I have out here. But if you're in a big
George, city, if you had a straw hat on and a corn cob pipe, send me the photograph. That's a Norman Rockwell, brother.
you know? Tactical cowboy hat, yeah. Ted Nugent would have been proud.
Hey, but listen, we're coming up towards the end of this hour. Then we're going to go into the roundtable, and we're going to talk about a lot of guns. And we're going to talk about what a very, very disturbing story out in Oregon. Very disturbing story. And then we'll be able to kind of parlay that into a couple other things. I've got a number of issues here that popped up. But we're going to have some fun with you. One of my favorite things to do with you is just throw a gun at you, unscripted. And folks, he has no idea. If you've never heard the Mad Ogre, man, he's at his best. But let's talk about you running for what you're running for out in Utah. Tell everybody there's been a change there, and I want you to be able to tell people where to go to help you out.
I had said before that I was going to run for the Utah State Senate. But I did some groundwork. I looked at my opponent and did a little bit of quiet polling amongst some people in my district, and I would not be able to win state senate.
What he means by that, folks, is that he was going to lose, and he knew it. George, being an intelligent man, now you're running for the House of Representatives, right?
House of Representatives. It's a battle I can win. I'm going to go for state senate after I get some more foundation underneath me. So, like Sun Tzu says, I'm picking my battles, and I'm going to win where I can win. And there's some things I want to affect change on, and I could stand on principles. I could make the run for the state senate, and I could lose, and I could, you know, lose the opportunity to affect what I want to affect and fix some laws that I want to fix. So I'm going to run for the state legislature as a state representative for District 55, the state of Utah. And I could use your support. Ogre@mattogre.com. Hit me with PayPal and make a donation. Anything over $50 after report. So add your name and address on that for me. And
And Freedom 570 in Utah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The Patriot was. We've got a lot of fans in Utah, the great free state of Utah, the state with the worst Brady score of all,
absolutely.
A whopping zero.
Absolutely.
How dare you?
And this week I sold two guns just the other day. I sold one to a 10-year-old girl. She put this gun on layaway, an 870 20-gauge, so she can hunt ducks with her dad.
Good for her.
And I sold for a little 12-year-old girl. Now, of course, parents did the paperwork and everything, so this is all legal. But this 12-year-old girl, just adorable, bought a Scope 22 with her 4-H money. And, you know,
George, it's awesome.
It's
one quick
fantastic.
Second. Sean, how are we doing time-wise?
Sounds like we're right there.
About 1 minute. Okay, good. He'll count the time down. Yeah, I was losing track because I was listening to you, and I was looking at a couple other things that were lining up for the next issue, and I want to pull out this copy of this Guns and Ammo because there's some really nice pieces in here, okay? We're down to 30 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. George, stick around. Hold that thought. I know you want to get it out, but we will be back in the roundtable right after these messages. I'm your host, Mark Walters. The roundtable's coming up next. Kingman, Bullhead, we're talking to you. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.